Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Choose the salutation that applies to your personal location on this giant spinning ball of dirt we call home. The planet Earth, that's right. It is, however, 1930 UTC, no matter where you live. And that means it's time for another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm your chairman, and I am walking around outdoors looking for dudes, because this is a lovely Sunday dude-finding day. I am at Heron Haven. I'm here a little bit later than normal. It's about, 4:30 local time, and I'm looking in holes. I don't see any dudes in this hole. Oh my god. Oh my god! I don't believe it. I'm sitting there standing by this hole that's in front of the tree, and I'm saying, oh, I don't see any dudes in this hole. Then I heard a scurrying sound, and the marmot, who was hiding behind the tree that I didn't see, came up in front, and then went down into the hole. And I couldn't get the camera ready fast enough to see him. Don't I feel stupid? Well, rocking good news, Peanut. We've already seen a marmot, and we've only been here for a minute and a half. We'll go to the other end of this culvert. I'm standing around in the by the Mulhall's gate, and so he ran into one of the little culvert pipes. I'm checking this end. He's not interested. Oh my god, that was hilarious. And you gotta understand how close I was to him. I was standing, right here? Let's measure that. Yeah, I wasn't even 2.5 meters away when that marmot got spooked on the other side of the tree and came running around. It's a Monty day already. I don't think he's gonna come out for a few minutes. I think I kind of spooked him pretty good there. Oh, that was a beautiful thing. Because he came running around the tree and he stopped. He stopped before ducking down into the hole. And if I wouldn't have moved to grab my camera, he probably would have sat there. I'm kind of mad because that would have been a great, great photo. Of course, I didn't get it. Oh well. Okay, so I'm walking away from that hole, and we're going to walk up this little path that leads to the mushroom garden, and we're going to check some of the holes back here. Okay, this is weird. It looks like this one den that's kind of between the poles, it might be being cleared out. The hole that's right in front of the pole is not cleared out, but there is fresh dirt all dug out behind here. Oh my goodness gracious. Yes, this is a fresh Mati hole. Awesome. So this is like the exit, the back door, the emergency exit for this den. That's great. I wonder if there's a mott in there right now, or if it was that mott we just ran into who's been clearing this out. Because, oh my god, that's hilarious. All right, so we got I see a squirrel. Thought it was a mott, but it's not. All right, so let's walk up here into the mushroom garden and check this den that's back here. See if we can spot any motties. It's a lovely Sunday afternoon. It's about, 55 degrees Fahrenheit or so. And it is sunny. So obviously the motts are out sunning and digging and doing motty stuff. And gosh, I can't tell if there's any action going on in that hole or not. I'm not gonna go climbing back there though. Just because, well, I don't feel like it. So, well, this squirrel isn't afraid of me. He's just hanging out having a snack. I'm kind of tempted to go back over to the gate to see if that mott is sticking his head out. Now my nose itches. Did a bug fly up my nose? I think a bug flew up my nose. I got to get the bug out of my nose. Let's see, somebody just pulled into the parking lot and they're getting out a big old camera. I suppose golden hour will be starting soon, so some of the photographers are going to start showing up so they can take pictures of geese and stuff. All right, now we're going to get really quiet and use all our stealth as we approach the culvert. And no, he's not sticking his nose out. It's really funny because this culvert hole isn't cleared out. Oh, and right in the tree right above me, I could almost reach him. Well, not quite. He's like 3 meters away, but there's a little downy woodpecker right above me. I'm going to look at in the other end of this culvert pipe, see if there's a mutti sticking his head out. No, I don't see anything. All right, so perhaps we should head deep into the forest. And there's some people coming out of Herrenhaven. Two adults and some kids. So, yay, maybe we missed the screaming kid business for the day. Who knows? All right, well, if there's a mott in the culvert, and I think that might have been the same motti. I suspect we're not going to be finding the motti under the shed today. Although we will have to check just in case. So I'm walking between the building and the butterfly garden. Butterfly garden is still all brown, nothing going on in there. It'll be another month before Verla starts to work on it. And no marmots under the shed today. Yeah, that marmot that's in the culvert is probably the guy that's been hanging out under the shed all this time. So the next place to check will be up in the bocage. So we gotta go back here and check some of these holes because these are gonna start getting cleared out really, really soon. I see a squirrel, but that's not the mott we're looking for. You've probably heard me mention it many times, but oh wow. Yeah, this hole has been dug out. There's loose dirt everywhere. But what I was going to say is marmots are actually squirrels. They are the largest member of the Skuarid family. And so, hooray, marmots are great. Now, what about these holes over here? There's a lot of birds flying around. A lot of mourning doves making mourning dove noises. Well, here's another golf ball, a couple golf balls even. And here's those golf balls from the other day. Yeah, well, welcome to Herrenhaven, home of the golf balls. Home of the wild golf balls. It's one thing you find a lot of at Herrenhaven. It's marmots and golf balls. Among other things. All right, what about, is this hole back here cleared out yet? No, not this one yet, but that'll be soon because a lot of these other holes in this general vicinity are getting cleared out. So, yeah, it's mott time. It's motty time. All right, so now I'm entering the forest, and I'm walking along the path. And I'm trying to look over into the old lumberjack den. Lumberjack being a giant marmot, big boar that lived back in a den right back there. I see nothing. And now we kind of don't have anything mott-wise to look for until we get further back in here. So I would like to take this time to tell you about a movie that I watched last night. Here comes some geese flying in from the golf course next door, flying overhead, honking their heads off. Yonk, yonk, yonk. All right, yeah, so anyway, last night I watched this movie. And nothing else was on. And I thought, okay, well, I'll see what this movie is about. So I looked at the description, and it was a Jet Li movie. And I was like, not that I really have anything against Jet Li, but he's starting to show his age. And some of his movies are a little bit too cheesy for me. But this wasn't one of those. Because as I was reading who else was in it, there were some other names that I recognized from, you know, some of my favorite kung fu films. And then, of course, I saw the name Zhang Ziyi. And you know how much I love Zhang Ziyi. She is quite the tasty treat. She's a real beauty. She's in a lot of good movies. Like this one. It was called Hero. And let's see. She's in, I think, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Or one of those. And what else is she in that I really like? House of Flying Daggers. That's a classic. So, just because Zhang Ziyi was in it, I decided, oh, I better watch this movie. And so I did. And while I won't go into the details, I don't want to spoil the film for you, I really liked it. It was really good. It was I don't want to say oddly formatted, but it was really cool. It was sort of non-linear. This warrior comes to the king to tell him how he managed to kill some assassins. And in doing so, he makes up a bunch of stories, or at least they seem made up, and the king eventually doesn't believe him. And then, you know, they sort of flash back to the stories, and it's lots of good martial arts action. And we sort of see different versions. So it's kind of like, what's the Akira Kurosawa movie that's told from three different point of views? Rashomon? I smell something. So anyway, this movie's great. Little bit of love story, lots of cool stuff, lots of fun, kung fu type action. And here I am now walking out onto the boardwalk. And so I highly recommend seeing the film Hero making its rounds on the various television stations this week. Probably all month, to be perfectly honest. Okay, so there's some geese out here. There's a photographer out on the boardwalk taking pictures of geese. I don't see any scratty action. Golden Hour hasn't technically begun yet. And there's two geese on the weir. I'm going to head into further into the forest. So the movie was... they described it as visually arresting. And boy, I have to say, it was visually arresting. It was eye candy. Total eye candy, plus a lot of wire foo. So that was, you know, pretty fun. I liked it a lot. And so now I'm back to approaching the sub pond. Lots of birds are chirping. I see ripples of fish eating. I'm looking for scratties. Where's my muskrat buddies? We saw one muskrat a few days ago. Haven't seen one since. This should be a pretty good time for spotting one, but I don't know. Sometimes it's better to be out a little bit later. Once it gets warm, in a couple more weeks, we're going to be seeing muskrats all the time. Because I like scratties. They're pretty stinky. Speaking of stinky, yeah, I smell something. And it smells like muskrat, actually. It's a little old. Which way is the wind blowing? I don't know, we're kind of walking away from it. Oh well. Alright, so over the land bridge I go. do-do-do-do-do. Looking down into the billabong. It's, I don't want to say, well, it's almost as still as glass. Just barely any ripples at all. I would gauge the wind as being, oh, Beaufort scale 1. With some gusts that are, you know, probably like Beaufort scale 2 at best. And I can't tell, there's some dudes back in the billabong. Yeah, I think we're gonna walk into the wall blind here. I think there's some ducks or some geese or something sitting on a log. Oh, and they're taking a nap. The sun is at a fairly low angle. Oh yeah, I can see them now. Real good. We got two mallards. Two sleeping mallards, a male and a female, sitting on a log back there in the billabong. Hello, mallards. Okay, that's so nice. But I'm turning around, exiting the wall blind, and I'm going to round this corner that goes around Turtle Bay. Let's take a look down in here. A couple years ago, this was a great spot for muskrats. There was baby muskrats back in here, and it was super fun to watch them play. So hopefully we'll get some baby muskrats again this year. We are... what day is this? It's almost the end of March, right? Yeah, we're about a month out from any babies. That's okay. I can wait. We should start... well, I was going to say, we should start seeing mushrooms soon. Well, you know, maybe. It's got to get warmer. And I know we've got some rain coming up this week. I don't know how warm it's going to get. Ooh, what's over here? Is this a kill site? Oh, I see a really cool feather back there. I see a real couple cool feathers back in the, just off the path about 2 meters. Looks like there's a whole bunch of feathers. We've got to go back there now. So now we're bushwhacking through the forest. Yeah, there's a lot of feathers laying around right here. Some pretty big ones too, but it doesn't look like a kill zone. It's not like there's any shredded bird body. Oh my god, well there's some more feathers over there. There was some no, and there's some more feathers over there. There was a big bird fight back here. Can't tell what these, oh, ow, poked in the eye with a stick. Ow, ow, that is the danger. You know, no, I take that back. This is most assuredly a kill site. Because I'm seeing not just feathers, but like chunks of wing and chunks of bird bones, bird wing bones laying in the bushes. And they are everywhere, sort of spread out. Oh my god. What the hell went on here? And these are big feathers. These goose feathers? Jeez, I can't tell. But man, something really went down. Wow, and this is spread out over, oh, 4 or 5 by 3 or 4 meter area. Call it a 20 square meter area. A lot of big feathers. When I say big feathers, I mean like 25 centimeters long, some of these big ones. Then there's some little under feathers here, and there's a chunk of wing, and that chunk of wing is 30 centimeters long, and there's bones hanging off the end of it. And each one of those bones is at least 8 centimeters long. Wow. So, yeah, some kind of bird combat went down. So I'm going to keep on walking along the path here. Do-do-do, and we're approaching the turtle reproduction pond, which means I'm about to step onto a footbridge. Do-do-do, here we are. And I'm looking out over the turtle reproduction pond, and I do not see any reproducing turtles at this time. There's a couple of geese on a log. But that's about it. This is, of course, the nice shallow bay that the snapping turtles like to make snapper love in. And if you've never seen snappers mating, it's pretty cool. I mean, if you want to see snapper porn, this is where to watch. You can sit on this bench right here and watch it. It's great because they grapple and they roll over on each other. And so you see this, just this big lump of turtle legs and turtle shells rolling around in the water. It's pretty great. And that's how you make baby snappers. And you know how much I like snappers. So here we go. Walking into the A.J. Werthmann big blind. And oh yes, here we go. I'm not going to say there's action out here, but at least there's some dudes to look at. Straight out, I've got half a dozen ducks. There's, another dozen geese or so just hanging about. On the new tree that fell down, I can see 1, 2, 3, possibly 4. Yeah, I think that's a fourth one. And 5 and 6. There's a half a dozen western painted turtles sunning themselves on that log. And on the tree that has fallen right in front of the blind, I've got one way kind of out there. What about up close? Oh, there's none up close, but there's one right there. Do-do-do-do. That's so nice. Another western painted turtle. Okay, I've got two geese in the delta, and there's something else over there. Is that... what is over there? I'm going to have to stick my head out of the blind, which means I might spook this turtle, but there's some kind of weird bird. Oh, is it a blue heron? Are we spotting the first blue heron of the year? He's sort of facing towards me, so I can't really tell what he is. He's not very tall. It's not a green heron. It's not a great egret. Egrets won't show up for another 3 or 4 weeks. But is it a bittern? Oh, nope, it's a blue heron. I spooked him and he's flying away. I wasn't that far from him. He's only about 30 meters away, but I spooked him. His neck was hunched down. He's flying over to the other side of the pond. I hope that photographer is still on the boardwalk because that big old bird just landed right in front of him. I did not get a photograph. That's the downside. So, yeah, I couldn't tell if that... I don't think that was Big Bluey. Big Bluey is the usual resident blue heron that lives here. I don't think that was him. It was pretty cool. He was sort of facing towards me, and he had his neck all scrunched down, and so I couldn't tell what that thing was. Yay! We've spotted the first blue heron of the season. Another show with the first spotting. This is awesome. So now I'm walking up the loop path. And those geese that are down in the delta, they can see me, and they're honking. They say, "Hey, honky honk honk," and I say, "Honky honk honk" back to them. And I want to go up here and take a look down into the ravine, see if there's any obvious action going on down here in the ravine. And no. Nothing too obvious. I'm looking around. I don't see any deer or turkeys or mutties, which are the things that we usually see. So, let's continue up around on the loop path. And we'll come up here and we'll check this marmot den. See if this marmot den is showing any signs of usage. We are deep into Heron Haven now. All right, so I'm at the top of the hill. I look left, I look right. I'm looking at a mati den. I'm gonna see if I can't do a little bushwhacking here. Yeah, no, it's hard to tell. There's no fresh digging or anything, but this hole is so big that it wouldn't necessarily have to be cleared out for any motts to be in there. So I'm walking down the hill, ducking under fallen trees and other tree limbs. Saw the blue heron today. Woohoo! I was kind of hoping it was a bittern. Haven't seen bitterns here in a while. A couple years ago, I was rounding a corner back there, and right after the land bridge, rounded that corner, and there's just a bittern standing in the middle of the path, just looking at me, going, "Hey," and I'm like, "Hey, dude." And then he sort of hopped down into Turtle Bay, which is where we are heading back to right now. Once again, I'm walking past this bird kill site, this location of birdie combat. Somebody lost big time. And we're heading kind of back out. I don't think we're going to have time. I'm not going to make it. We've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left. I was kind of hoping we could make it back out onto the boardwalk to see if we could see that blue heron again, but we're about 3 minutes away from the boardwalk, and I don't think we're going to make it there. Oh well. So I'm rounding Turtle Bay, going in the opposite direction as before. I can look kind of into the billabong from here too. And those ducks are still sitting on the log, having a good old ducky time. And that's nice. I like mallards. And I'd like to think that mallards like me, but they always swim away. I wish I had some buddies. Oh, and you know what? I am not going to head out to the boardwalk because we got some other clubs heading out there. And by clube, I do of course mean clueless noobs. How do I know they're clueless? They're making a lot of noise. I'm experienced attendees of Heron Haven know to be stealthy so you can see dudes. As I walk through the forest here, I don't want to say it's starting to green up, but it kind of is. I'm seeing more and more bushes that are starting to produce leaves. There's some more green grass that's starting to poke through the underbrush. I can see little tufts of green grass that weren't there just, you know, a day or two ago. So that's good. Yeah, so technically, yeah, it's starting to green up. But there's no leaves on the big trees or anything like that. I don't even see any buds on the big trees. You know, maybe here and there, but mostly it's all the little shrubbery. The shrubbery are poking out their little leaves, their little cotyledons. And here we are, back at the dragonfly pond at the entrance of the forest. I'm walking out. There's four more people walking in. And that means it's time for me to say you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.